and I'm shocked.
I get it. It be like that sometimes.
Welcome, everybody, to the Bob and Katie Show.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Bob. About a week ago, well, I guess longer than that. For about a month now, I've been talking to you. I was like, okay, I got to lose this weight we gained over, or I gained over COVID, the year of the virus. Gain some weight.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, I used to do this program, this app thing that I got with through insurance at my work, and it doesn't work anymore because I guess the program's over. So I downloaded like 5 apps because I want to be healthy. I want to, you know, do these things to get me back on track. And nowadays you have to do everything through your phone. So just, you know, I download these apps.
But as humans, it's funny. Like there used to be a time where if somebody was like, oh, I'm going to go exercise, I'm going to go for a run.
Yeah.
They just like did it.
Yeah.
They ran. There was no record of the map of where they went and their speed and the incline and their heart rate and how many calories they burned, how many steps they took. They just did it.
Just did it.
And was like, well, that's that. And now, I don't know, I can't speak for anybody but myself, but I don't feel validated. That mess don't count unless recorded in an app.
Yeah.
On the watch. There needs to be a record of it that I can go back later and be like, yup, I did that. I exercised today.
I know for me.
Or else I don't feel validated.
When I would go running, I wouldn't start if my app wasn't working. I'd be like, yeah. Oh, I can't start yet. Hang on, something wrong.
Oh, and let your
stand there for 10 minutes. It's like resetting it. I've uninstalled something before and reinstalled it before I start exercising.
Good grief. If you're trying to like use a treadmill or some other kind of equipment and like have your playlist on, your iTunes or whatever, your app, all this different stuff that you got to get going in order to even these 8 start. Screens.
And then you walk for 2 minutes.
Heaven forbid if something is not working right. Dear God. This is just ruined. I can never exercise again.
Yeah, I've not ran before because I couldn't get the speaker to work.
Like, guess I'm not exercising today because my watch is dead.
I'm not.
Oh, well.
I'm not going to run in my garage on a treadmill in silence. That's like serial killer stuff. Like, it's you. I mean, could you imagine if you walk down the stairs? I don't know. Because I would go running like at 4 o'clock in the morning sometimes. Yeah. You open the garage and I'm just running on the treadmill and just silence. You would be like, whew.
And like all you could hear is just your footfalls, your like breathing.
Yeah. Oh, because I'll be breathing hard.
It would be
eerie to walk in on something like that.
I could run without music. I mean that, you know, ugh, who wants to do that? But if I had to, I could do it outside a lot easier than I could do it inside our garage on the treadmill. Because I would much rather be outside. It's just the treadmill is more convenient because I have 3 kids. But I would much rather be outside in the fresh air and the sunshine and actually going somewhere and not feeling like a giant hamster.
Yeah.
I do. It just really hits me sometimes. If I'm running in the garage, I was like, I feel like an enormous hamster. Look at me in my giant hamster cage of a house, running on my little wheel here. Do, 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 here I go. It's so silly. I'm like, look at us humans. We're just giant hamsters here.
And it's like a maze, and we're working our way through it. We're cleaning stuff up, moving things over there, setting bales off. Then we get to eat. Yeah, you're right. You're right. And we're so conditioned. To circle back around, we're so conditioned as a species to be like, if I'm running, I'm supposed to listen to music. Because if you did walk in on me in the garage running on the treadmill, and there was no music playing out loud, and I had headphones on, you'd be like, this is kind of funny looking, but he's got headphones on. But if you walked in and I didn't have headphones on, and there was no music, and I'm just running, you'd be like, he's angry. He's angry about something, right? Like, nobody runs and doesn't listen to music.
You're right there, babe. You just trying to get.
You don't have any knives in here, do you?
You feeling okay?
It's really weird. So I downloaded these apps, and they actually weren't exercise apps. They were track your weight apps because I want to, you know, I want to feel like, okay, I gotta wake up tomorrow and put my weight in on something. So maybe that'll give me enough motivation not to have that second or third donut.
Ew, yeah, because when you have to type it in and it's more, ew, yeah. That'll make you feel gross.
Well, I wanted to find an app that was very similar to the one I used in that program. So what I did was I downloaded like 5 apps and I was like, I'm going to start using them all until...
I've done that before when I was trying to find an app for a specific need.
I was like, I figured after a day or two, I would figure out the one that I like. Very first one that I start to use, I think it's called Weight Loss. Yeah. Looks like a little scale, a little pink box with a lady drinking some water. Well, I open it up. It's supposed to be a weight tracking app. And it's like, oh, welcome. Give us your email and sign up with Google or Apple or whatever, you know? And it's, well, we want to know more about you. How old are you? Male, female? So I'm male. And it's like, oh, here's your avatar. And it gives me like this thin little male avatar. He don't even have a face. You know, it's just like a cartoon.
Like a silhouette.
Yeah. No, not a silhouette. I mean, it was in color. Like he had a shirt and, you know, hair and whatnot. And he's standing all like I'm proud to be fit. And I'm like, all right.
Like chest bowed out.
Yeah. So I'm good. Yes. Let's do it. Then it asked me for my weight goal. Like, you know, where do you want to end up? So I typed that in. And I'm feeling good. My little avatar's all, he's all strong looking. He's ready to take on the world. I'm putting in my goals. This is going to happen. I'm going to lose weight. Woo! And then it said, type in your current weight. I was like, oh, here it is. And when I hit enter, my avatar stretched out and became gross. And my chest tightened.
So before your very eyes, your avatar goes from like this 22-year-old fit college athlete to a 35-year-old overweight dad.
I watched it happen with my eyes and I went, oh no, I have to beat this game.
And now you're going to make it your life's mission.
Yeah.
To change your avatar. They might be onto something here.
Yeah. It's been 5 days and I've lost 4 pounds. And it's like every now and then I'll open it up and just look at that picture of the avatar and I'm like, yeah, I could probably eat a little less. I don't need all of this pudding. Or, you know, I'm not pudding. I haven't eaten pudding in a while. But I mean, like, whatever it is I'm eating.
Like, I want to eat this stuff. I got this game here to beat and it says I can't. So.
So all this leads to what happened tonight. We were going to cook, I think, sausage and cabbage. Mm-hmm. And you were outside watering plants, and you stepped weird, hurt your back a little bit. You know, you've had some back stuff going on recently, and you came in.
No, not like, you say it like I did something. No, I have a freaking herniated disc that I've had since August of last year. And I have been through months of physical therapy, medications, all this different stuff.
A little back thing.
And then the other day, I had to have a steroid injection in my back. Yeah. Well, I was walking through the yard, just watering my little plants. And then I took a step, and I got that familiar shooting pain on the other side. Oh, God. And I stopped. I stood where I was at, which happened to be like almost smack dab in the middle of the backyard with the watering can and still in my hand, and I cried.
God, it's rough.
I'm like, I'm only 37, and I feel like I have the body of an 80-year-old.
There's probably an app for that.
There probably is, but I don't know. I don't want to see my avatar.
Well,
I don't want to see how crippled my avatar would look.
You came in, you were upset, and I wanted you to take it easy, and you were going to cook. You were going to cook the food. And I could probably cook it, but I know that my cabbage ain't going to turn out as good as your cabbage. So
I said, oh, I was just going to make it in the Instant Pot, and you were like, oh, no.
No, I'm out. Well,
like, it's really easy.
I was like, okay, well, how about I just go get us some food? You can lay on the couch. I'll take the kids. We'll go pick up, you know, some food from somewhere. Come back. Let you rest your back. Well, just like the weight loss app, we got fast food apps too. So we decided to go to Wendy's. And
there's an app for that.
There's an app. I got the app out. We're going to get it ready. That way I can order it on the way there. And I was proud of myself. I was like, okay, I'm going to get a salad. You know, if we're going to go fast food, I'm going to get a salad. I got to get my avatar looking better. I'm going to get a salad. And then you found an offer or a coupon or something. It was like, if you buy a deluxe burger, you can get another burger for $1. And I went, oh, well, I'm not having salad tonight because if we're going to buy you this deluxe burger.
It's only $1.
Yeah, I'm going to get a burger. So we start the order, get it ready. And then we found out you had like these reward points and I could just get a salad. I could get a deluxe salad for free. So I was like, oh, let's do that. I'm going
to. Why all your stuff got to be deluxe? You got the deluxe.
I'm a deluxe individual. So I do the points, get the salad. I'm starting to feel.
What does that even mean?
What?
Nothing. Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead. Stay with me. All right.
I use the points, get the salad.
Salad, yada, yada.
Order some kids' meals for the kids. You got a burger. I'm feeling good. Place the order. We're driving.
Why you got to throw me under the bus? Why you got to throw it out there that I ain't getting no salad?
Maybe you need to download this app.
Man, I don't want to download that app.
We go to pull in the Wendy's, and the line, it's like 9-10 cars deep. It's like, oh, whatever. Put some kids' music on. We're going to sit in line. We're going to make this happen. And we were in line for a good 20 minutes before I finally get up to the window, and I'm just like, oh, I got a mobile order. I wait. We pull up again. It's going real slow. And then I hear somebody honking the horn. Right.
Oh.
I'm not, there's two windows, right? I'm coming up on the first window.
You know, that's aggressive behavior for a drive-through. So, you know, if you're sitting in any drive, I don't care where you're at. If you're in a drive-through line and you hear somebody honking the horn, you're like, oh, snap. What's about to go down?
Well, there's two windows. You know, the first window is give me your money. The second window is I give you the food. Well, the car in front of me is, they've pulled up just a little bit past the give me the money window. I'm not quite to it yet. But the car at the give me the food menu, I hear, give me my money back. And I'm like, oh, no. And then I hear, I'll punch you in the motherfucking face. Give me my money back now. Wah, wah, wah. I ain't going nowhere. Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, and then, like, goodness.
I see drinks flying. I mean, like, it's happening.
Like, from the car from the window?
It was from the car, I think. Anyways, these people. And then I see the person in Wendy screaming. And I was like, oh, this is. Don't. And my first thought was, oh, you're going to lose your job. Just
do not engage.
And she's screaming. These two women are screaming at each other. And I was like, whoa. And then, like, I guess, like, this manager got involved. And this manager is not the store manager. No way. He's probably some, like, an assistant or shift leader or something like that. Because he's 22 tops. Thin. He's not confident. You know what I mean? Like, he's probably got pimples on his face.
You are awfully stereotypical.
Well, I want to let everybody know, you know, the scene. And this woman starts screaming at him. And she said something about, I'll beat somebody's ass. And he said, well, that's enough. And he shut the window.
I bet he has probably never felt so authoritative in his life.
Well,
as when he slammed that drive-through window shut.
He told the lady, she said, I'm not going anywhere. And he said, well, I'm going to call the cops. She said, you call the cops. He said, well, I'm calling the cops.
I'm calling them.
He shut the window and he called the cops. And she put her car in park. And I'm like, oh no, we're gonna be here.
Why all do night. We all have to suffer?
So
why?
I haven't quite reached the side of the building where the windows are yet, because I'm still trying to, you know, move up, which is, you know, it's not happening. So I'm at the back and there's like a door. Well, this door flies open and like four or five Wendy's employees come.
Oh, no.
And I hear one of them go, this motherfucker. So he starts lighting a cigarette like people are furious. And then all of a sudden, this little manager comes walking out all thin and fast.
The same one from the window?
Yeah. And he's on the phone and he's saying something to somebody and my window's down. I've got three kids in the back and they're, you know, I've got three little
everyone
kids
in
back.
Line is like, I just want my food.
Well, our kids are like 6, 6, and 3. Anybody who's got kids knows that when you sit in line somewhere and they don't have any devices, they're just sitting back there. Oh, they are anxious. They're moving. They're touching each other. Like every now and then, like, sorry, he touched my face. I mean, like, that's what situation I'm in.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there with the window down, got my glasses on, and I'm watching this just unfold. And I guess the guy at this point decides, he sees me looking, and he wants to let me know, that lady up there, I just want you to know, I'm really sorry. The lady up there is not moving. We've had to call the cops. I said, I seen it, man. And he's, at this point, he's on his headphones. You know, they've got like those headphones out. And I hear him say, don't take any more orders. And I go, verbally out loud, I go, oh no. And the kids, I hear what you're about to say. The kids go, what's wrong, daddy? And I turned around and looked at the face. I said, he shut it down.
Shut it down.
And Reese, our three-year-old, yes, out the window he goes, don't shut it down. I don't got my meal. And I'm dying. I'm dying.
Don't shut it down. No. Don't shut it down.
So I'm laughing. And then I'm starting to get angry because the kids are getting upset. I said, look, we're going to get your food. I said, we're in it. We're here.
We've been here
for 30 minutes.
By this time, you are far too invested.
So we're getting this
food.
You got
to see this thing through. You got to see how it plays out.
Now, the kid's young, and he doesn't know how to handle a situation like this. But there were people pulling up. To back there trying to take orders, and I guess he told someone, he's like, don't take any more orders, like, I don't know what to do. And I see the panic in his eyes, the fear in his eyes. And here's the deal, I'm a manager in my industry.
Ugh, and things it happen makes me shiver
things happen Sends all the time
shiver down my spine. I've been, you know, not in that situation, thank God, but, you know, like, just that pressure situation like that, and people or customers are looking at you and you're like, oh God.
So I feel bad for the kid. I've been in these situations. Like, I've had to make these decisions. You have to think on your feet. You got to fix things. So I go, I said, hey kid. And I said, just like I say, hey kid, I said, why don't you process everything at this window? And I know all your drink stations down there. I said, have them do it, man. I said, have them walk back and forth. Start feeding the food out of this first window and we get these cars out of here. And he goes, yeah, we're already working on something like that. We're trying to get it set up now. I said, okay. And he goes in the door, but doesn't shut it. And I hear him go, hey, start getting the orders ready at that window and just bring them back and we'll get these cars moving from this line. And I was like, all right, okay.
And you know, when he had to report to his boss, events of the day, he was like, yep, and I came up with this brilliant idea all by myself.
Right. So the car in front of me, all of a sudden, they're getting drinks through that back window where normally food don't come out of. They get their drinks, they get their food. There's like another minute or two, and then we have to like back up because they were close to the person in front of them. You know what I mean? So they can't like pull it. So I had to back up. They backed up. They pulled off. I pull up to the window. The guy hands me the bag. This is another guy. I don't know this guy. He hands me the bag and he goes, "There's no salad. Is that okay?" And I go, "No, it's not okay." And he goes, "I get it." And he shut the window. And I go, "Okay." And I put the car drop and I pull away. And I'm shocked.
I get it. It'd be like that sometimes.
And I guess it's because maybe he had access to see that the salad was free. So it was like, "You ain't out no money." I started to pull away. And I told the kids, I said, "Wave at Wendy's, guys." They said, "Why?" I said, "Because this is the last time you go see it." I'm serious. And this is a beautiful thing. And I know I've said it before. This is one of my favorite parts of being a podcaster. Within 2 minutes, I was like, "What a beautiful story." I turned around to kids. I said, I was handing them their meals. I was like, "Eat in the car." Because we had been sitting there forever. I felt bad for them.
So, I can't believe you got through the whole ordeal and nobody had to pee.
That was because I had them pee before we left.
Oh, I do too. There was one day I had Reese pee before we left the house, like I do every single day.
Mm-hmm.
We went to go get in line to get Reagan and Riley from school. I had him pee. I mean, we do this every day. We drive 5 minutes down the road to school and we get in line. We had not been waiting 5 minutes, I promise you, because I looked at the clock when Reese from the back seat said, "Mommy, I have to pee."
What?
"No, you just pee before you left the house. Ain't nowhere for you to go. I'm in line with all these other cars waiting at school. There's nowhere for you to go pee right now.
Yeah, you can't. You have to hold it."
And then about 10 minutes later, I hear zip. And I hear pee. And I was like, "Are you peeing? Are you peeing in the car?"
I told you. And I go sit here peeing my pants. I told you, "Mommy, you the mommy, you supposed to take care of me, mommy."
He had, and see, up until this point, you know, he's in a car seat with the buckles and he can't unbuckle himself. But this day, oh, you best believe he found a way. He found a way.
I didn't even know. I go sit and pee on myself because she can't get me to a bathroom.
He got up. He unbuckled himself. Got up. He wasn't going to pee in his pants. Oh, because
this woman's brand new car. Here we go.
Well, that's the we had traded the truck in. We had this truck for a week.
Mm-hmm.
A week.
When this happened? I remember this a while back.
A week, yeah. And he just peed in the floor. Just like that. Then, he just hopped back up in his seat and then put his seatbelt back on. Click, click.
I'm done.
Like nothing had ever happened.
Told you how to pee, woman. That's gangster.
And there was...
That's some gangster activity.
I had to sit there for the next, 10 minutes, just fuming, waiting for the kids to get in the car. I was pulling out of school, and Reagan's like, "Mommy, are you okay?" And I'm like, "No, Reagan, I'm not okay! Your brother just peed in the car!"
Like in his pants? No. No, he didn't pee in his pants. We could have washed those. Man. So we're driving away from Wendy's. And I start thinking about, this is going to be a good story. And I start laughing. Hard. Like, audibly loud.
Our poor children are in the back seat and they're like,
I hear the kids.
This is it.
They're back there. They're, you know, the food's rustling around. They're laughing. They're talking about their toys. And I start laughing. And I hear them just stop.
One by one. They're like,
it's just because, they start getting quiet. And I look in the mirror and they're all looking at me. And I start laughing.
Dad snapped.
And
he snapped.
Ricky goes, "What's funny, Daddy?" And I said, "Nothing. I just can't wait till the next time we get to go to Wendy's." just within 2 minutes, just changed my whole outlook on life. You know, a while ago, I was like, well, never eat this place again. But I know you like the food. I know you like it. I'm not a huge fan, but I know you
this
like it.
This location, though.
We've had some rough experiences.
It has a...
Yeah.
It's gone downhill.
We're going... I'm trying to explain to the kids why I'm laughing, you know. And one of them said something. And Riley goes, well, we can't eat there anymore. They shut it down. And I said, no, Riley, they didn't shut it down. So I tried to explain to him how we had a podcast a long time ago called Shut It Down. And then on the way home, the kids were just yelling together, shut it down, shut it down, shut it down. I'm like, what if I create this? It was quite...
They're going to be in kindergarten class talking about, shut it down!
Yeah, it was quite the experience. Quite the experience. I took the kids to get their haircut today.
The boys.
The boys, on your behalf. Woke up this morning, I was like, I think I went and asked you, I was like, we don't got anything planned today, right? Because I was getting ready to play some Nintendo. I've been playing the original Ninja Turtles on NES Nintendo game. Oh my God, that game's so ridiculously hard. You've seen me get quite angry the past few nights trying to play this game. But I was going to play some this morning with Riley. And I asked you, we don't got anything going on this morning, right? And then you said, well, I thought you said like 2 weeks ago you was going to get the boy's haircut today. I said, oh, did I say that? Is that what I said? And you were like, yeah, I think you said that. And I was like, oh, okay, so I'm going to I guess I'm going to get the boy's haircut today. And then you told me how you wanted the haircut. And what did you say exactly?
You know, just short in the back on the sides, longer on top, and just not squared off at the hairline in the front. No Dumb and Dumber bangs. None of that stuff.
So I go, and it's this cool little barbershop in Boiling Springs, North Carolina. It's like a little cabin looking thing, and they've got the pole on it, and it's spinning around. When you go inside, there's like a wagon wheel hanging from the ceiling. I mean, it's a really cool little place. The guy, the barber, his name's Bob, actually, and he's been cutting hair for a long time. Like, he's been cutting hair way longer than he's going to continue cutting hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's that point in life. Super old dude, super nice. And he asked me, he goes, oh, how you want to get his haircut? And I go, well, let me tell you what she wants. And I said that, and he chuckles and goes, I get it. No, I'm just playing. He's saying, I get it. But he knew.
Oh, he knows.
I had been sent here.
He knew. We all know that when you walked in that door with them kids, he was like, oh, he came with instructions?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell the old guy, and he's gonna take Reese first. I said, well, she said short on the back, short on the sides, a little bit longer on top. And I go, and she said, don't make it straight across the bangs. And the old guy goes, okay. He didn't have any more questions. He's been doing this for a long time. I got it. Well, I go to take Reese up to the chair, and Reese melts. He's not having it. He is not
going. It wasn't Miss Aaron.
It wasn't Miss Aaron. He wasn't going to get his hair cut by this old dude in this wagon-wheeled hanging place. Riley said, I'll go, Daddy. I'm not scared. I said, all right, buddy. And he jumps up there and starts getting his hair cut. And I'm talking to Reese as Riley's. And I said, look, it's awesome. I was like, you see that hose coming off the back of the razor? He's like, he's vacuuming up the hair as he's cutting it. Isn't that cool? This old man ain't trying to be cleaning up all kinds of hair off the floor anymore. He's 78 years old. He's done with that noise. Well, there's another barber, and he's much younger. It kind of reminds me of like a son and father type of thing, but I'm not really sure. And this guy's like 35, maybe. Like, he's much younger. Bald head. He's real, like, built. He's got, like, tattoos. And he gets done with his customer. And at this point, Reese he's good now. I've got him all set up. He's ready to go with Mr. Bob when whatever happens. But the other barber got done first. And he's like, oh, I'll take him over here. I said, okay. And we jump up. Reese ain't having it. He's like, I want to go to Bob. Oh. I was like, well, he's not ready. There's other people waiting. We got to make this happen. So I get him up there, and Reese is upset. He's not crying, but he's looking down. He's pouting. And the guy goes, how you want his haircut? Mr. Bob, the barber, turns his razor off. He goes, well, let me tell you what she wants.
And Thank you, Mr. Bob, for having my back.
He explained it to him. And I saw the kid, like the younger guy, had a little bit of confusion. And the guy goes, you're going to cut it like this type of haircut. And like names it off to him. And he goes, oh, okay. Starts cutting his hair. But it was, you could tell Bob, he had had that customer come in quite a few times over his life. Well, when he gets done cutting Reese's hair, the younger guy, he looks at me and he goes, so is this good? I said, look, man, I ain't in charge. I said, you're the barber. I said, I'm going to tell you how this is going to work. I'm going to take it home. And if she sends me back here, then it was good. I said, or you never see me again. I said, and then you'll know.
Did you tell him that it was your second time going there?
No, he remembered me. Those are the only two people that work in that place. And let's be honest, I'm not the normal looking person that shows up in this kind of place. I stood out. So yeah, he remembered me. But it was Reese's first time going there. Well, that's what I told him. I said, man, So I don't care. I am the errand boy. It don't matter if
as long as we're all on the same page here.
Oh, and then you know what Riley said? He said, Daddy, I'm out of school next week.
Oh, goodness.
I said, yeah. He goes, so the next time I get my hair cut, I can have a mohawk? I said, you know what? Yeah, because that's what you told him, right?
Oh, my goodness. I told him not while he was in school.
Well, he brought it up, and he remembered. You can't say stuff like that to him. And a part of me was going to be like, I don't know if Mom's going to want you to do that. But I remember you. And when we named Riley, you didn't want me to name him Odin. And you was like, if we ever have another kid, you can name him Odin. And I was like, all right. And you followed through when we got ready to have Reese.
I am true to my word.
I was like, surely she's not going to let me name him Odin. And you were like, no, you can do it. I was like, oh my God. So like,
I'm messing black and white.
So when I thought about it, I was like, yeah, man, she'll probably let you, she's going to let you have a mohawk during this. If that's what she said, she'll stick to it. Trust me. Your brother's named Odin because she made a comment like that. I said, she's honest, boy. She'll do it for sure. She'll do it.
I know. I guess I have to now.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything else you want to talk about tonight?
No, not really.
This is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode, and it's because I'm hungry. I haven't eaten dinner. I've had nothing.
I can't blame you a bit.
Yeah. So, I mean,
you know, when hunger calls.
There's really, the only thing left to do at this point is to shut it down.
Shut it down.
Find your laugh.
Find your happy.